ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 12 क्रिएशन ऑफ द कुमारस एंड अदर्स पार्ट 3 वर्सेस 28-33। So how is it that you want to have sex with your daughter? Sri Maitreya continued instructing Vidura. O Vidura, we have heard that Lord Brahma had a daughter named Vak, who was born from his body and who attracted his mind toward sex, although she was not sexually inclined towards him. And thus finding their father so deluded in an act of immorality, the sages, headed by Marichi, all sons of Lord Brahma, spoke as follows with great respect. O Father, this performance in which you are endeavoring to complicate yourself was never attempted by any other Brahma, nor by anyone else, and nor by you in previous kalpas, nor will anyone dare to attempt this in the future. You are the supreme being in this universe, so how is it that you want to have sex with your own daughter and cannot control your desire? Even though you are the most powerful being, this act does not suit you, because your character is to be followed for spiritual improvement by the people in general. So now, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, who, by his own effulgence, while situated in himself, has manifested this cosmos. May he also protect religion for all goodness. And thus seeing all his Prajapati sons speaking in this way, the father of all Prajapatis, Brahmaji, became very much ashamed and at once gave up the body which he had accepted. Later, that body appeared in all directions as the dangerous fog in darkness. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvansam Api Karshati. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that the senses are so mad and strong that they can bewilder even the most sensible and learned man. Therefore, it is advised that one should not indulge in living alone, even with one's mother, sister, or daughter. Vidvansam api karshati means that even the most learned also become victims of the sensuous urge. Maitreya hesitated to state this anomaly on the part of Brahmaji, who was sexually inclined to his own daughter. But still he mentioned it because sometimes it so happens, and the living example is Lord Brahma himself, although he is the primeval living being and the most learned within the whole universe. If Brahmaji could become a victim of the sexual urge, then what of others who are prone to so many mundane frailties? So this extraordinary immorality on the part of Lord Brahma was heard to have occurred in some particular kalpa, but it could not have happened in the kalpa in which Lord Brahma heard directly from the Lord the four essential verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, because at that time the Lord blessed Brahmaji after giving him lessons on the Bhagavatam, And that blessing was that he would never become bewildered in any kulpa whatsoever. So this indicates that before hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma might have fallen a victim to such sensuality, but after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam directly from the Lord, there was no possibility of such failure. One should, however, take serious note of this incident, for the human being is a social animal, and unrestricted mixing with the fair sex leads to downfall. Such social freedom of man and woman, especially among the younger section, is certainly a great stumbling block on the path of spiritual progress. After all, material bondage is due only to sexual bondage, and therefore, unrestricted association of man and woman is surely a great impediment. So Maitreya cited this example on the part of Lord Brahma just to bring to our notice this greatest of dangers. The sages like Marichi were not in the wrong in submitting their protests against the acts of their great father. They knew very well that even though their father committed a mistake, there must have been some great purpose behind the show. Otherwise, such a great personality could not have committed such a mistake. It might be that Lord Brahma wanted to warn his subordinates about human frailties in their dealings with women, for this is always very dangerous for persons who are on the path of self-realization. Therefore, great personalities like Brahmaji, even when in the wrong, should not be neglected, nor could the great sages headed by Marichi show any disrespect because of Lord Brahma's extraordinary behavior. The post of Lord Brahma is the supermost post in the universe, and it appears that there are many Brahmas and many universes besides the one in which we are situated. So one who fills this post must be ideal in behavior, for Lord Brahma sets the example for all living entities. Brahmaji, the living entity who is the most pious and spiritually elevated, is entrusted with a post next to that of the personality of Godhead. In the Shastras it is said that a supremely powerful living entity can do anything and everything one likes, and such acts do not affect one in any way. For example, the sun, which is the most powerful fiery planet in the universe, can evaporate water from anywhere and still remain as powerful. The sun evaporates water from filthy places, and yet it is not infected with the quality of the filth. And so, similarly, Lord Brahma remains unimpeachable in all conditions. But still, since he is the spiritual master of all living entities, Brahmaji's behavior and character should be so ideal that people will follow such sublime behavior and thus derive the highest spiritual benefit. For that reason, Lord Brahma should not have acted as he did. Tasmai namo bhagavate ya iddang svena rochisha atmasang vyanjayam asa sadharmang patum arhati. The sages offered this mantra as they finished speaking to their father, Lord Brahma. Nevertheless, lust for sexual intercourse is so strong that it appears herein that Lord Brahma could not be dissuaded from his determination, in spite of the appeal by his great sons like Marichi. Therefore the great sons began praying to the Supreme Lord for the good sense of their father. It is only by the grace of the Supreme Lord that one can be protected from the allurement of lusty material desires. The Lord gives protection to devotees who are always engaged in his transcendental loving service. And by his causeless mercy, the Lord forgives the accidental fall of a devotee. Therefore, sages like Marichi prayed for the mercy of the Lord, and their prayer was fruitful. The best way to compensate for one's sinful acts is to give up one's body at once. And so Brahma, the leader of the living entities, showed this by his personal example. Lord Brahma has a fabulous duration of life, but he was obliged to give up his body due to his grievous sin, even though he had merely contemplated it in his mind without actually having done it. So here is a lesson for the living entities, showing how sinful an act it is to indulge in unrestricted sex life. Even to think of abominable sex life is sinful. And to compensate for such acts, one has to give up the body. In other words, one's duration of life, blessings, opulence, etc., are decreased by sinful acts. And the most dangerous type of sinful act is unrestricted sex. And so, ignorance is the cause of sinful life, or sinful life is the cause of gross ignorance. The feature of ignorance is darkness or fog. Darkness or fog still covers the whole universe, and the sun is the only counteracting principle. One who takes shelter of the Lord, who is the perpetual light, has no fear of being annihilated in the darkness of fog or ignorance. Recorded April 10, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.